Watch, Alderman blasts Chicago for paying illegals more than $9,000 a month in freebies. I'd come to Chicago, too. By Warner Todd Houston on February 1, 2024. Chicago's 9th Ward Alderman Anthony Beale is fed up with City Hall handing out freebies to illegal aliens and says that the large amount of welfare border crossers are allotted is serving as an advertisement for even more to come here. During a recent address made on the floor of the Chicago City Council, Beale said that illegals are being paid more than $9,000 a month in free childcare, housing vouchers, food, clothing, education, legal help, and other services. Now, I've said this before. If you give me three meals, housing, childcare, education, a voucher for $9,000, you know what? I'd come to Chicago too, he said during a floor debate. And that's what they're doing. They're telling people and they're sending money back to Chicago. I mean, back to Venezuela, to come to Chicago because they're saying, hey, the good times are rolling there. They're taking care of everybody, he continued. Now, when we have Venezuelans that are driving cars, where did they get a driver's license? Where did they get insurance from? And then you have Venezuelans being caught with drugs and guns, where are they getting them from? He asked. Beale, who has become a major opponent of progressive Mayor Brandon Johnson over the mayor's friendly policies for illegal aliens, even as he takes resources away from black communities, was also one of the aldermen who was working to let voters decide if Chicago was to remain a so-called sanctuary city by having the question appear on the 2024 ballot. Right now, we're dealing with a huge, huge disaster here in the city of Chicago and we need to get a handle on it. Nobody has ever asked the voters, the people who actually vote and pay taxes here in the city of Chicago, if they want to remain a sanctuary city, Beale said in September, when the ballot measure debate was raging in the city council. Ultimately, Beale and his supporters lost the battle to have a straight question on the ballot to give voters a chance to say yay or nay on remaining a sanctuary city because left-wing Mayor Johnson engineered a bait and switch by reframing the straight question into one that did not actually give voters any opportunity at all to end the city's sanctuary status. Instead of giving voters a choice, Johnson and his illegal alien-supporting allies replaced the question with one reading: should the city of Chicago impose reasonable limits on the city's providing resources for migrant sheltering, such as funding caps and shelter occupancy time limits, if necessary to prevent a substantial negative impact on Chicago's current residents? Note that the question does not give the voters any choice about ending the freebies, only about putting caps on the freebies. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.